The Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, is moving forward with 11 nations, even after the Trump administration decided to pull the U.S. out of the agreement. The pact is now known as the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. A lot remains up in the air, especially considering Canada's hesitation and how NAFTA renegotiations could complicate the new TPP. With me to talk about where we're at and what could be next is Eric Lee, Executive Director of the North American Research Partnership. Now, Eric, what have the 11 remaining nations been able to accomplish so far with these negotiations?
Well, I think more than anything else, they've been able to accomplish an agreement on moving forward. That is an enormous step forward, particularly after the United States left in the early days of the Trump administration. Just saying and agreeing that you're moving forward without the United States in a trade agreement is a momentous step forward, without a doubt.
So what are the things that they are working on? And even in this sense, what are some conflicts that have arisen between certain countries that may have been made more complicated by the U.S. not being involved or less complicated by the U.S. not being involved?
Well, I think a lot of the drama right now centers around Canada's reluctance to move forward without specific language in place that looks at things like cultural protections. And interestingly enough, a lot of that has to do with Canadian government subsidies for a lot of the activity that happens in the entertainment industry. Canadians are very, very sensitive about the role of Quebec and the role of French in Canadian culture. And really, the Canadian government functions a lot more like European governments, South American governments in terms of its support, particularly in the film industry. That's a big deal in Canada. The other drama here is Canada's, and to a lesser extent Mexico's, but definitely Canada's role in the NAFTA discussions. This is an extremely sensitive time if you are a Canadian trade negotiator. Without a doubt, a lot of the team has been pulled over to the NAFTA discussions, which are on a fast track. So that work is pushing other work to the side. That set of discussions is moving very, very quickly and running into a lot of road bumps. I mean, they were supposed to have it wrapped up, I think, in about a month. and no trade agreement has ever moved that quickly in the history of trade agreements.
So there's no fear by Canada or Mexico of ticking off the U.S. by trying to do NAFTA and TPP at the same time. None of that has come into play.
Oh, I think so. I think so. I mean, I think particularly, again, in the Canadian case, we've got Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who I am sure is taking into account his father's famous dictum that if you're Canada, it's like sleeping next to an elephant. anything the United States does will affect you. You have to be very, very careful in dealing with an ally as close as the U.S. is to Canada.
So understanding that supporters of President Trump may not even like the premise of this question, are there greater pitfalls for the U.S. to not be involved with the TPP than it is to do what the president has talked about, having more individualized agreements? To a lot of people, it just doesn't sound like it makes any sense.
Right. I mean, I think it's a bad idea to have backed out of this agreement. I am not a completely 100% pro-free trade guy. I think these are agreements that you have to look at very, very carefully, and they require a lot of public discussion. At the same time, they're quite secret. I mean, these trade negotiators sign non-disclosure agreements, and that is a conflict that's just kind of welded into what this thing is. I understand the anti-free traders and where they're coming from. These things are exasperating to follow. It's like a black box and very difficult to have influence on these things once they're in motion.
How long an agreement would this be, and could there be, obviously, as you say, they're secretive, but could there be little out clauses in there, for example, that if the U.S. decided in a year or two it wanted to get back in, could it?
How long would this agreement be? These are negotiated as if they are agreements forever, in perpetuity. That's an interesting point that you bring up, because one of the points that the U.S. has brought up in the NAFTA negotiations is that NAFTA would have a sunset clause after 5 years, which if you're a trade negotiator makes your head explode, because you would immediately be renegotiating an agreement every 5 years. 4 or 5 years. So you would be in a constant state of negotiation if you were a country that had just negotiated an agreement with the 5-year sunset clause.
Can TPP be compatible with NAFTA? Are there things that would apply to TPP that could apply to renegotiations with NAFTA?
I think that's an excellent question, and a lot more thinking needs to be done in that area. There is a danger that TPP could scramble or reorganize kind of North American supply chains, and that's something we want to think through very carefully. I mean, the devil really is in the details on these things.
Eric Lee is Executive Director of the North American Research Partnership. Eric, good to talk with you. Thanks.
All right. Good to be here. Thanks, Steve.